you tell a little about yourself?
Abhay Kishmanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Hello and welcome to Listeners Special on this Sunday, January 6, 2019. I'm Atef Erfani.
And I'm Mehran Rakhshande.
Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views matter most. Contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcasts. If you have any messages for our listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard. Remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important.
And we wish a Happy New Year to all our listeners throughout the world. Today is Sunday, 6th of January 2019, and a happy and a prosperous New Year to all our listeners throughout the world. And our interview this week is with one of our regular listeners in Greece. He's Vasilis Spiliopoulos. And you can listen to the interview later on.
Keep us company until the end of the program. This is Listeners Special. As usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These are very useful to us, particularly to our technicians and engineers. These reception reports enable us to provide a better service to our listeners throughout the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving a QSL card from us.
And many of you have sent in reception reports. I can mention Fabio Junior da Silva from Brazil, Madhav Chandra Sagur from India, Paul Golder from United Kingdom, and Horst Merlich from Germany. So all of you who have sent in a reception report, Fabio Junior da Silva, Madhav Chandra Sagur, Paul Golder, and Horst Merlich, all of you will be receiving a QSL card from us. Thanks very much indeed to all of you who have taken the trouble of sending us a reception report. Time for a short break, and we'll be back with your many kind emails and letters.
Welcome back. We start today's emails and letters with an email from Reginaldo Anuncio Sao from Brazil. He says, "A Happy New Year 2019 and thank you for your sweet message on this very occasion. I should say that I'm so happy these days as I'm going to spend the holiday with my family and friends. Here in Brazil, Christmas is a little different because we are in the southern hemisphere and it's actually summer in Brazil. And not only the weather, but also the food and melodies are also different from the countries in northern hemisphere. Thank you again for your beautiful message and Happy New Year to all the listeners. Thank you, Reginaldo Anuncio Sao from Brazil. Of course, we wish you a happy 2019. And, you know, in Brazil, because it is located in southern hemisphere, you know, we are in northern hemisphere, so it's winter. But
that's right.
In Brazil, it's in southern hemisphere. Brazil, you know, Australia, New Zealand, they are, you know, celebrating Christmas
that's
in
right.
summer.
In summertime.
It's also interesting.
In South Africa, that's right. It's summertime in Brazil, South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, and all of the southern hemisphere. So it's a little bit different for them.
Yeah.
It's quite unusual. That's
happy
right.
2019.
Another one of our listeners who's written in, has sent us an email, is Chris Malboa from Canada. Chris Malboa says, "May this message find you in good health. I would like to share my Christmas memories with you and all of your listeners around the world. When I was growing up, I used to have dinner at my great-grandmother's house, and we would open up the presents for Christmas. We would also stay up until midnight and celebrate the new year all together. May 2019 bring you joy and happiness." And this is Chris Malboa from Canada. Thanks very much, Chris Malboa, and a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all our listeners in Canada, United States, and North America. Thanks very much, Chris. It's time for a short break. We'll be back in a tick.
Have messages of Happy New Year, Happy 2019 from Joha Raika from Finland says, "Thank you for your kind message. When I was young, we used to make a big snow castle before Christmas. Nowadays, there is not as much snow as there used to be, probably because of the climate change. Happy holidays, Happy New Year to all the listeners." Thank you, Joha Raika from Finland, and Happy 2019.
Yes, and a very warm greeting to all our listeners in Scandinavian countries, Finland, Norway,
Sweden,
Iceland, and a Happy New Year to all of you.
And do you think there is not as much snow nowadays?
Well, that's interesting, because our listener from Finland, Juha Raika, says there's not as much snow these days that there used to be. Well, actually, Finland is quite northern. It's a very northerly country. It's very near the North Pole, actually, Finland. And I'm surprised that Juha Raika says there's not much snow. Presumably, if that is the case and there is less snow these days, that's actually very good evidence. That's very good evidence in support of global warming, isn't it?
Yeah.
If it's getting warmer, then it doesn't snow as much. And if Juha Raika is right and it doesn't snow so much in Finland, that's actually a warning sign. It's a great warning sign, a clarion call to everyone regarding climate change and the world's weather getting warmer.
Thank you anyway.
Thank you very much, Juha Raika. Another one of our listeners who's written in is Jayanta Chakrabarty from India. Jayanta Chakrabarty says, "Thank you for your kind New Year message. And I want to talk about my Christmas and New Year experiences. I have some pleasing childhood memories of Christmas spent in my hometown of Calcutta in eastern part of India. As I was studying in a missionary school and my father was working in a multinational company, there was an atmosphere of festivities during the time of New Year and Christmas. Our house was decorated with colorful lights, Chinese lanterns, and papier-mâché festoons. I must tell you that India is a unique country where people of all religions live side by side in harmony and celebrate Eid, Diwali, Durga Puja, Christmas, Guru Nanak, Gurpurab, Parsi New Year, and Buddha Purnima together." Well, that's wonderful. India is really a very colorful country, a very diverse country with many peoples of many languages and religions living side by side in India. Also, Jayanta Chakrabarty says, "Thus, my friends used to come to our house to celebrate Christmas with pomp and merriment, cakes, pastries, music, decorated Christmas trees, and local sweets and dishes were all part of the Christmas experience in India, the Christmas celebrations. The tradition still continues today with my family and friends. We celebrate this festive season of Christmas and New Year with greetings, good wishes, and joy." And a very Happy New Year to all our listeners in India, also Pakistan and Bangladesh. Thanks very much to Jayanta Chakrabarty.
And after seconds, we'll be back. Welcome back. Rakesh from India has sent an email. He says, "Hello, I live in Chennai, India. I like the month of December so much, as the weather is so cool, and when the January comes, it gets even better. When I was a child, I used to enjoy shopping before the New Year, especially in the shops, with a person in Santa costume who would give children small gifts and chocolates. The New Year was so wonderful for me, and I would usually send greeting cards to my brother and sisters. But things have changed these days, and people send each other online greeting cards. However, I still prefer the paper cards and send the greeting cards to my family and friends by post. All the best and a prosperous New Year from India." Thank you very much, Rakesh from India. Of course, these days, everything has changed. Technology has changed everything, but we still, you know, stick to our traditions. And, you know, as you mentioned, the, you know, the paper greeting cards.
Yeah, many people still prefer the old greeting card to the post, delivered by the postman, rather than the electronic version through the internet. And another one of our listeners who's emailed us is Muhammad Khaku from Pennsylvania, Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, United States. Muhammad Khaku says, "Happy holidays from myself and my family to all your listeners around the world. I wish you a happy holiday season filled with peace, joy, warmth, prosperity, happiness, long life, and good health." And indeed, a very warm greetings and a happy new year. Happy holidays to all our listeners in United States, Canada, and North America, in particular to Muhammad Khaku and his wonderful family in Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, United States. Thanks very much, Muhammad Khaku, and have a very nice holiday. Thanks very much indeed.
I think it's time for a short break. And a greeting message from your Clemens Hoffmann from Germany. He says, "Dear friends around the world, I wish you all a merry, peaceful, and blessed Christmas season and a happy, healthy, and successful New Year. Yours truly." We also wish you a happy 2019.
Another one of our listeners who's emailed us is Sudhir Pandey from India. Sudhir Pandey says, "Thank you for your seasonal greetings. Being born and brought up in a Hindu family in India, I should say that there was Christmas holidays, but no celebrations ever observed except for Hindu and Muslim festivals here in India. I have been in Europe during Christmas time and New Year time, Christmas and New Year time, particularly in 1997, 1998. I used to live in Paris, France, and I can still remember those sweet memories of festivity and people's happiness during Christmas, New Year period. I wish all your listeners a happy New Year and a happy New Year to all our listeners in India, particularly Sudhir Pandey. Well, it's now time for our regular interview. We have interviewed Vasilis Spiliopoulos, who lives north of Athens in Greece.
We hope you'll enjoy it.
Vasilis Spiliopoulos, one of our listeners in Athens, Greece, thanks very much indeed for taking part in this interview. Vasilis Spiliopoulos, first of all, can you introduce yourself for our listeners?
Yes, indeed. Well, I live in northern Athens in a suburb called Ikovrisi. This suburb is situated 15 kilometers north of Athens in a very good and quite quiet area. I am a student. Currently, I am a candidate for entering the university system of my country. And also, I am a shortwave listener, which actually brought me to listen to the broadcast of The Voice of Iran. My origins are from northern Epirus, and well, I was born here.
Very good. And what is your message for our listeners around the world? Everyone can hear you now. What is your message?
I wish everyone a nice holiday, and I wish that everyone will actually spend time with their family together, and that they will have the opportunity to share their happiness with their close people and association friends.
Very good. And we hear a lot about Greece going through a difficult time at the moment. Some European, southern European countries are finding it difficult economically. It's a difficult time. How is the economy in Greece?
Well, actually, the economical problems started in 29 when we entered our first bailout by the government of the time back then, which now does not have a government, does not have a presence on the parliament. And the economic situation is actually really, really bad. The average person, like me, we have issues on buying basic amenities, but it's not that bad to the point of being considered, well, insanely poor. We just have an inability to, well, buy luxury things. We buy basic amenities, well, through discount shops, which are notorious for the low quality.
Vasilis Spiliopoulos, one of our listeners in Greece, north of Athens, thanks very much indeed for giving us your time. And also we wish you a Merry Christmas and a very happy and prosperous New Year.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend a few minutes writing an email to us. We love to hear from our listeners who have any questions or comments about our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, P.O. Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. And you can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.parstoday.com/en. And our telephone number is 00982122013720. Our profile in Facebook is www.facebook.com/parstodayen. Many thanks for being with us.